Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find a full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
We love bringing you the biggest names from the world of country music here on the podcast, so thank you for listening. Remember to subscribe if you haven't already, and that way you'll never miss an episode. And if you're in the UK, you can listen to Absolute Radio Country live and enjoy the No Repeat Guarantee. It's our promise to never play the same song twice during your workday between 9 to 5, Monday to Friday. Right, on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Jackson Dean, welcome back to the UK.
Thank you so much. I'm very, very happy to be here.
You know, last year you were over twice, I think, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we got to know each other twice. You were over for the Royal Albert Hall gig, Highways.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations on everything that's happening. It's so exciting because I think the first time that we spoke, it was probably on Zoom, and Don't Come Looking had just come out, and everybody was kind of loving it. But now you've got, you know, another hit, Fearless, is out there, and it's just kind of rolling on. You've clearly become a fan favorite in the UK. Are you living the dream?
I'd say so, yeah.
Yeah? Is this what you wanted to do?
After a certain point, yeah. I mean, you go through youngins, you have all the dreams of what you want to be when you grow up.
What did you want to be when you were a kid?
I wanted to go into the military at some point, and then more so in my teenage years, I was like, I'm just going to go be Jeremiah Johnson up in the Canadian Rockies, man. I don't want any part of this. But no, all in the midst of all that, you know, once I fell in love with music, that was really it for me.
Yeah.
But to live in the dream, man, coming across the water and coming and making music on another continent is, I would say, living the dream, not just for me, but for my men, too, you know. I know they've always dreamed about making music in other lands, you know.
And not just making music, but like, you're coming over here and audiences are singing back every word to you. Like, they aren't just there because, like, oh, we're here to hear some music. They are there to hear
us.
You. Yeah. Which must be a whole other level of validation.
It is. You know, I remember vividly the first time out on a radio tour. I was the furthest away from home that I had been, and I was in Spokane, and I had like 200 people in a room singing every word. You know, it was by myself. You know, I was like, oh my God, Spokane's literally the opposite far corner of like where I'm from, and they know it. And then we come over here and y'all know it. It's a bit hard to fathom. I'm just like, how do you know about this?
The internet.
Yeah,
the
interwebs. Yeah. But it's like, you like this? Okay. All right.
It's good, isn't it, how something that can seem quite specific, you know, whether we're talking about a specific genre like country or a really personal song, just how it translates. It's kind of heartening in that way when at the moment there seems to be so much division in the world, that actually to know that there's a lot of universal truths as well, and music is one of them.
That's a lot to unravel.
Yeah, you know, we'd like to go deep.
The thing about that specifically over here that I think translates very well is I've been with my boy since I was 13. So I found my guitar player playing slide blues in the bar that I started in.
Right.
You know, y'all love guitars over here. I mean, Europe loves guitars, period. Mm. And the band situation and live music is, to my understanding. Now, when you take that and you make the song more about the emotion that itself, emotion is universal. That's not overly specific, you know. You hear a lot of songs now, it's like put your feet up on the dash and all that.
Yeah.
You know, it's painting a picture. It's different kinds of music, man. But like when you explain the emotion impactfully, I think that translates a lot, like Wings and Heavens to Betsy and Fearless. You know, it's all things that are from inward out. You know,
yeah.
That's universal to me.
I just think it breaks down barriers for people, you know, because it's easy to get caught up in all the things that make us different, but it's nice to also dig into the things that make us the same as well, and emotion and music right there. You know, you were talking about that you thought about going into the military. What was it that attracted you to it? And the reason I'm asking that is because when I was growing up in quite a poor environment, a lot of people in my family went into the military because it was the best option. You know, you would get a good pension, you were taken care of. Yes, obviously it can be a very dangerous situation to go into. But in times of peace, you know, lots of people would go into it. Was it that for you? Was it seen as like, this is a good option for me because I don't know what to do? Or was it something else?
No. My grandfather, my mother's father, was in the Marines.
Thing.
Yeah, it was a family thing.
Got you.
He was in the Marines. He was in World War II. He was in the South Pacific, all that.
Right.
Malaria twice. My mother tells me this story all the time. He came home the second time and didn't leave his room for a week, and he just played Frank Sinatra records on repeat. And he saw action. All of his stuff we lost in the fire when our house burnt down. But it was just, I never met the man. He died when I was 6 months old, so I just grew up with the lore of him.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of people who have military family, you grow up with the lore of it, and it becomes almost bigger than life.
It is. I mean, like the idea of a 6'2", full six-pack man on his deathbed, an old Marine just like, yeah, I still got it. But I never met the man, you know, and it was, I think I could have been good at it, but. Right. Like I said, I fell in love with
you're
music.
Good at this as well.
Yeah.
So you're doing okay. Yeah. How old were you when you had a house fire?
That happened when we were I was about 14.
And you lost everything?
Pretty much. I mean, there was more water damage than anything else.
I got you.
But it was a brick up the first story and then roof to the point. So it burned from the top down. We were trying to thaw a pipe, and me and my dad were. And it was very long story. Anyway, caught from the roof down and just kind of burned everything. All my brother's stuff got burned, all the photo album. My mother had like 40 photo albums all melted together, you know. But yeah, complete tear down, rebuilt it in like 4 months.
Have you ever written about that?
No. And right around that time was the time that I started I picked up the guitar when that happened.
Right.
And a little bit before that, but like my fingers weren't bleeding yet.
Right, you I
know,
got you.
I wasn't playing like that. But when the house burnt down, I would watch people's hands on my phone, like on YouTube, and I would watch those and sit up there in the evenings because there would be nobody in there after 5 o'clock. And our breezeway connected the office space that we ran our business out of, so we all lived over there for 4 or 5 months.
What was the business?
Masonry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm the son of a stonemason.
Oh, I got you. Yeah. Amazing. So, being in the UK, there's some fine masonry to see.
Yeah, man. It's funny. My dad followed the whole tour last time we were here, and we were out for 2 weeks, and they went all through Dusseldorf and all that with me, and they went up to Cologne and saw the cathedral and came over here. And
I met your dad at the Long Road.
You met my dad. So we marvel at all that stuff. There's just... stonework is just absolutely beautiful, and you don't get that in modern architecture anymore, man. That's why I strongly dislike it.
There's still craftspeople, though, out there, like, doing it the traditional way, for
absolutely.
Sure.
The guys that work that stone are just insane.
Yeah.
Like, it's insane feel, you know. What we did was commercial residential. You know, we can do anything you want, you know. I built a lot of chimneys in my time, you know, but it's one on top of two. It's bond. It's literally bond. They've been doing it since the Egyptians. You know, it's literally how the pyramids were built. You know.
So if anybody needs a chimney doing while you're in town, if there's time, you can get a Jackson Dean original. If we're going to do a competition, one lucky winner will get a new chimney from Jackson Dean.
The seventh caller is going to win a free chimney by Jackson Dean.
Always great to see you, Jackson. Good to have you back over here. Just before I let you go, who are you loving at the moment? You know, what we're talking about a lot, and what seems to be a big part of the conversation is how country music's really opening up at the moment. Mm-hmm. And artists that 5 years ago wouldn't have been considered country at all are now being embraced. I'm talking about, like, you know, Noah Kahan and Zach Bryan and those type of guys that sit under the umbrella. But do you who are you listening to? Do you have time? Who are you into?
I listen to a lot what I work on. I do a lot of that. I said one of his names earlier, Stephen Wilson. I've known Steven for the last 3 years, and I've known him as long as he's been releasing music. So that has influence to it, but it's just really some of the best stuff out there.
It is, yeah.
It really just is. It's so genuine, and there's purpose.
Yeah, Stephen Wilson Jr., it's really exciting what's happening to him. We play him a lot on the front porch on Sunday, yeah. And he's also a really nice guy.
Yeah, incredibly intelligent guy. Like, just, we cut a couple of his, couple songs that we wrote together this last go-round in studio, and just, he's really great guy.
Well, great to see you.
Good to see you.
Keep
man.
On coming back, yeah?
Yeah, man.
All right, we will see you real soon.
Yeah, man, thank you.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.